I want to welcome J.R. Richardson to upcoming Dis. He's plays Melvin in All-American Bikini Car Wash. And we've talked to some people on this set before, and so I want to welcome you to upcoming Dis. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
What an experience that must have been, because this little film that couldn't has now moved up into the top 10 in DVD sales. Did you ever think that something like that would happen?
Oh, man, it's crazy. I mean, we were just trying to make a great film and just have a good time, and nobody can ever foresee how well a project is going to do, but for a film with this small budget to do this well on DVD sales, on across all the video-on-demand platforms, is really good, so we're proud of the results.
Yeah, I'll bet that you are. Now, you played Marvin in All-American Bikini Car Wash. Can you tell the audience a little bit about who Marvin is?
Oh, Marvin is, he's amazing, man. He's a great guy. He's the brains behind the operation. He's the nerd-type character, if you will.
Yeah.
Very smart. He's very book-smart, but not very street-smart.
Right.
So he crunches all the numbers. He makes sure all the books are up to snuff, so he's the leader in that area.
And so you got to work with the cast pretty much. I assume that most of the work that you did was with Jack. Is that correct?
With Jack, Beck, and Scarlett I had scenes with.
So did you get any time before the filming to maybe hang with them a little bit and build up a little of that chemistry with them?
Oh yeah, definitely. We did a group read-through of the script about a week or two before we actually went to Vegas, and then our first week of filming was all in Vegas, and so a bunch of us got to drive in the shuttle down to Vegas for four and a half hours, and we bonded in drive down, which is great.
Right.
And we get to spend the whole first week in Vegas, so it was great that was our first week, because we could bond with each other and just like hang out and be know each other on the personal level, like our characters and our chemistry will be real and authentic, so it's going to happen a better way.
Yeah, and not only getting that, but getting to spend the time in Vegas and getting to know each other, that had to have helped with the on-screen chemistry, didn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. Vegas can bring out a lot of good things and a lot of bad things, but for the most part, for us, it's a lot of good things, that because we were all staying on the same hotel on the Strip. We got to hang out during the night, play card games, get to know each other, and just have fun and experience that Wild Vegas lifestyle.
So what did you do to get into the body of Marvin? Is there anything particular that you thought of for a backstory that maybe we don't know?
His main reason for getting involved with the whole car wash, aside from helping his buddy Jack, is he has a huge crush on Scarlett's character, Tori, and he's like so in love with her that his deal is that he'll help them as long as they can help him get a date with Tori.
Right.
And it just brought me back to my high school days when I had a crush on girls, and like I may not have been the most popular guy, or like I knew guys who knew her, and so I tapped into like the desperateness that I want to be with this girl, and like having that be my sole mission to be involved. And I also watched some Family Matters videos of old Urkel, because obviously that's what everybody goes whenever they see a black nerd, so I tapped into a little of that.
You know, I was going to say that. I was going to ask you about the Urkel factor in there, because I certainly saw that in the performance. There's no question that I took that out of there.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, I wasn't like trying to copy Urkel, but I brought a little of his nuances into the character, but I made it my own, but I splashed a little bit of Urkel in performance.
Yeah, absolutely. And your character's in love with Scarlett's character, and that's really not hard to do, is it?
Oh, no, man. She's a very beautiful girl, to say the least, but she's very beautiful and also very nice at the same time.
Yeah, so that's not that wasn't hard for you to act. There wasn't much acting there, was there?
Oh, no, it was all 100% genuine feelings.
Yeah. So now let me ask you a question, too. This movie has both, hot babes in bikinis. It also has some really cool cars. And, so tell me about some of the cars. Did you get to drive any of them?
I didn't actually get to drive any of them, but I took pictures with them, and I actually sat inside the green Lamborghini, which was, a lime green Lamborghini with the flyaway doors.
Yeah.
It was amazing. But yeah, that was my favorite car.
That was your favorite car? Yeah, I was just going to ask you. I'm not going to ask you who your favorite bikini babe was. That wouldn't be fair. But I definitely wanted to ask you what your favorite car was.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, they were all equal in my book. But yeah, that Lamborghini was amazing.
Now, I've asked everyone this. No one has a good explanation yet, but I'm going to keep asking until I get one. This car wash happened in Vegas. Yeah, this car wash happens in Vegas, but it's called a California car wash. Now, was that something that was an inside joke? Was it something that maybe the setting changed at the last minute, the location, the shoot? Do you know anything about that?
I don't really know too much. I just know, like, the first couple of days we were there, we were all wondering about what that was. We knew, as far as us, we knew that it was all set in Vegas, and that maybe it was just, like, Jack just happened to find this random bikini car wash, and it happened to have California on it.
Yeah.
But we all knew he was in Vegas, so that's as far as I know.
Yeah. Well, the other question is an obvious one, and that is you guys get to spend all that time in Vegas. Are there any stories behind the scenes that you want to share with us?
Oh, I mean, it was just an amazing time. I mean, it was my second overall time in Vegas, and just one of my favorite times down there was when we filmed on the Strip. And it was just amazing because it was at nighttime, and like all the lights were so beautiful, and like people were like taking pictures of us, like screaming, and they had no idea what was going on.
Right.
And that was just amazing to be able to film on the Strip and also to play a little poker and blackjack behind the scenes when we were filming and just being in the casino because I love playing poker and gambling.
Yeah.
But it was a great time behind the scenes.
Did you do okay?
I won more than I lost, I'll say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how about working with Nimrod? I understand the cast really enjoyed working with him, and he's doing a lot to promote this film. So tell me about that experience.
Oh, yeah, Rod, he's a great guy from the first audition to, like, the last day on set. He was very, like, very welcoming as a director and a producer. And had you give your own insight into the character and he let you play, and he just provided a very comfortable atmosphere in the audition and on set, and like you don't get that a lot of directors. Like, they want their own vision. It's like their way or the highway.
But right.
He clearly had his vision for the project and for each character, but he gave us the freedom to play and do our own thing and make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And so I think that helped create a safe and fun environment on set.
Yeah, it sounds like it, and the camaraderie that he seemed to get out of you guys seemed to help out a lot. What other benefits did you find in this production? What did you take away from it that was really a good experience for you?
The whole process was more or less a great experience. This was one of the best ensembles that I've worked with. I mean,
Everybody,
there was like hardly any egos. Like, we were all a family, and we were all working together to create great project, and like we all just got along really well. Like, we were like most of us didn't know each other going into the project, but I think a lot of us came out with great relationships and great friends that we will treasure forever. And it's just like always great to work on a project where the environment is like welcoming and like energetic and like everyone's having a good time, but like still serious.
Right.
And also, you know, when we have a good time and just because we feel comfortable with everybody, so we can feel free to make mistakes and play and just create that overall family atmosphere, if I took away from the project.
Yeah. Did Marvin have any scenes that maybe got cut that you wish hadn't been?
As far as I know, all of the scenes that I shot were kept in the movie. I mean, obviously there were some takes that were not in it.
Right.
It's always interesting to realize, like, if I thought a take was really good and it wasn't used because the director thought a different take was better.
Right.
And it's always interesting to see which take they use. And, like, because you think one take could be, like, the best take, but they thought another one was a better take. But as far as I know, all the stuff I shot was included in the film.
So you didn't leave any scenes on the floor. That's really good. So how did you find your way to the film? How did you find out about it? What process did you go through to get the part?
The process that I took was I just submitted on the breakdown. I got an audition, and I actually think I originally wanted to read for Vex, but then I thought Marvin would be a better character for my personality, and that I could portray the best. And so I had a first audition, and Fry gave me some redirects, and then he called me back, which was great, and we played around in the room, and I thought it went really well, and we were going back and forth through email, I think, for a couple of weeks about what I wanted to do the part, and if he might be able to get, like, the cast he wants.
Right.
And he finally offered me the part, and I think Jack's character was the last character to be cast, and he brought me, Jason, and Dora into his callback, and so we got to do a chemistry read with him, and we saw, I think, like 5 or 6 different Jacks, and they were all very different.
Yeah.
And so it was good that we got to read with the potential actors who could read the part, and they picked Jack Cullison, who did a great job, and that's how I got involved with the project.
So with you getting the chance to work with the you know, the callbacks and such for the characters, did you feel that more chemistry, when you worked with Jack Cullison?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure, because you don't always get to do chemistry reads with potential actors,
right.
And it was good because I was already cast, and the pressure was, like, off me, and so I got to read with Jack, and I established that connection from the jump, and mm-hmm. I think that initial read helped us over the course of the film build our chemistry and our friendship.
Yeah. Did you ever get together with Jason a bit and talk about Vex, since that was something at least that you were considering or being considered for? Did two of you ever talk about different takes on the character?
Oh, no. It was only, like, briefly that I was, like, thinking about Vex.
Right.
I think everybody in the movie got the right character that they were fit for. So I let him do his thing, and I did my thing.
Yeah. Now, I did mention already that the film is doing quite well, especially in DVD sales and home video market. Have you been part of this marketing campaign at all? Have you done anything to go out and promote the film?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been blasting it on my Facebook and my Twitter and social media feeds. And, yeah, I've been telling my friends and family about it and telling them to share it with everyone they know. And, yeah, it's doing really well. Last time I checked, it was number 9 in the comedies. And I believe like 10 in new releases, which is really good because DVDs aren't really that big a thing nowadays. And for a movie like this to be doing really well shows that the world likes the product and we did a good job making it. And they like it for what it is, so it's great.
So what do you attribute the success to? What do you think is making this film as successful as it is?
Well, obviously, it's the good-looking guys. I mean, why else would anyone want to watch a movie like this aside from the good-looking guys?
Uh-huh.
I think it's a combination of the story. Can relate to a lot of people. Obviously, the pretty girls, the great cars, the atmosphere of Vegas. Just, I think the camaraderie of all of the ensemble really shows through, and so people can relate in different avenues. It's not just one avenue. Many different
actions. Right. And you know, the thing that I push in the film and we talk about in our review here is it isn't very pretentious. It's one of those films that doesn't pretend that it's anything what it is. It's out there to entertain. You
right.
pretty much get it in the title and people get what they expect when they get the film. And I think that's unusual in small filmmaking because too many people think they're making, you know, this culturally relevant film that's so important to society. And you guys are out to have fun and the people who are watching it to have fun.
Yeah, definitely. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to make a great film and just have everybody have a good late night or early morning escape from their lives.
Right.
So they can just watch this film and just, like, forget about their lives, just laugh and just have fun and just, like, have mindless entertainment. Because the world is so dark nowadays that we need an escape. And I think this is a great film for people to escape for 2 hours and just watch this film and just, like, laugh and have a good time and distract from the negativeness that's going on in the world right now.
I think you're absolutely right about that. I think that's a big part of the success of the film, no question about it. So what else do you have upcoming for yourself? What are we going to see you in the future?
Myself, I have a couple projects coming out. I will be filming an indie film called Royal.
Mm-hmm.
It's set in the 1970s in South Central LA, and it follows this kid named Royal. He grows up in the Bad Area. He's like, into drugs and pimping and women. And it follows his life over the course of the film. And he ends up being a preacher. So it's interesting to see how that journey goes. And I play his best friend,
mm-hmm.
this up-and-coming comedian. And I'm like the voice of reason for him. I have a film that's going to be released on Amazon called My Senior Year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a high school film, and it follows this kid named Brian Robertson,
yeah.
who's been homeschooled his entire life until he's 17, and he finally wants to go to a real school. And
right.
so it follows him in his senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And I play his best friend, basically shows him the ropes at the school, and it just follows the trials and tribulations of a high school senior in his one and only year in high school, and actually deals with the prevention of suicide, which is actually the number one cause of death between people 18 to 35.
That's right.
And so it's got that problem going on, and we'll definitely look for that on Amazon, and I also have a web series I'll be starting to film this fall called Dish It Out,
mm-hmm.
and it's done through Film Independent, so
okay.
That's what I've got coming up.
Well, we have a lot to look for you on. Any chance that we'll ever see Marvin back with the guys and gals from All American Bikini Car Wash?
Definitely. I hope so. I don't know anything for sure at this moment, but if the film keeps doing as well as it is, then I have no doubt that we will. And I think the world wants to see more Marvin. I mean, I definitely do.
Yeah. I think you're right. Listen, JR, I want to thank you for all the time you've taken with us. I appreciate you coming on and talking about All-American Bikini Car Wash. I appreciate you talking about yourself and taking the time.
Oh, man, no problem. Thank you for your support with the movie and for bringing me on. I appreciate it.